Well, the big story today will be the gusty winds and the cooler temperatures. Our strong cold front rolled across the area, bringing the storms late yesterday and into last evening, now gone. In fact, that's part of the same storm system that's bringing heavy snow today to the mid-Atlantic. Places like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, all getting in, Boston as well. A decent snowfall, the way it looks, as we head into spring. Not so much, according to good old Mother Nature, with another rough round of wintry weather, especially north of the area. Temperatures today in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida will struggle just to get into the upper 60s, and those gusty winds making it feel cooler. If you're out of the sun and in that wind, it will be downright chilly today. But otherwise, it's a pretty decent day. Now, we are still battling pollen. It's just that it has peaked, so it's gradually coming down. The rain helped out a little bit the last couple of days, but today's winds won't do us any favors as far as the pollen goes. But the numbers will stay high for this week, just gradually tapering off, and then much better by the end of the month, and particularly then by April. Still looking at oak pollen is being the primary pollen at the moment. Now, temperatures will be cool tonight. We'll be down into the 30s inland, low to mid 40s at the beaches, so grab sweaters and jackets after sunset. And another breezy day tomorrow, and it will continue to be cool. Despite lots of sunshine, afternoon highs will only reach the mid 60s. That's about 10 degrees below average, setting us up for the coldest night of the week. Thursday night into early Friday morning, we'll drop back down into the 30s inland, low 40s at the beaches, and it may be cold enough for some rural areas west and northwest of downtown Jacksonville to get a bit of very light frost. It would not be significant. It does not look to be widespread, but still pretty cold. And then Friday will be a nice end to the work week with sunshine, lighter winds, and temperatures making a run for 70 degrees. Much warmer over the weekend. It'll be partly sunny well into the 70s. I am tracking a cold front, though, that'll be dropping down the east coast of the U.S. and into northeastern Florida by Sunday night and Monday. Now, if that were to speed up a few hours, it would affect Sunday afternoon. Right now, it's looking like Sunday night, but a front to watch, nonetheless, for Sunday afternoon. As long as we stay out ahead of it, simply a partly cloudy, warm day on Sunday. But it looks like it will turn cooler again, at least for a day or two. Early next week is what we call a backdoor cold front. Moves in from the north and east, off of the Atlantic, and right into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, bringing a surge of winds off the Atlantic and some cooler air then by Monday of next week, although it doesn't look to be significant rainfall. In fact, I don't see significant rainfall for the next week for most, if not all, of the area now. After, of course, a stormy day yesterday, which saw plenty of hail in many spots, especially the northern and western parts of Duval County, Baker, and Nassau County. Several reports of car damage. Hail as big as an inch to an inch and a half in diameter in spots. Have a lot of pictures and videos. They're posted on my Facebook fan page and also on my Twitter page, at Mike First Alert. And there's a hail explainer that I'll be posting in the Burrish blog. As those storms moved east-northeast, they did not produce any tornadoes, although a tornado watch was in effect. Remember, that means conditions are favorable for severe weather. Indeed, the severe weather developed. We also had some strong wind reports, but it was hail that kind of carried the day, if you will, especially near and north of Interstate 10. And then there was also a corridor of severe weather across central Florida, kind of missing the southern parts of our listening area over parts of southern Clay and St. Johns County, missing out on some of the worst of those storms yesterday. But at least everybody has had at least some rain, and in many cases a decent rain, since Sunday. We've certainly needed that, and we'll dry out quickly now over the next few days. And today is the first full day of spring, which arrived, astronomical spring, arrived yesterday. Our temperatures go up from an average high today of 75 to near 80 degrees by April 15th and into the mid-80s, about 85 by May 15th, as we head toward the summer equinox, summer solstice rather, first day of summer, which will be in June. Of course, temperatures will be getting warmer. The day is getting longer now as we go deep into spring. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.